Enjoying your life while you're here on this planet is probably going to be one of the most fulfilling things that you can do while you're here. We're going to give you today some tips and tricks that are going to help you to complete that goal as quickly as possible. Let's jump in. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, our goal is to help people overcome mindset challenges and fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, when you finish enjoying this episode, please go over to wherever you listen to us and leave us a rating and a review so others seeking this style of content can easily find us. Thank you again for taking the time to express this love toward the show, and we appreciate your participation. Start enjoying life now is our topic for today. There's a very small division of people who reside on this planet that have heightened levels of enjoyment around this thing we call life. They're moving through various phases and chapters in what we call the journey, the grand journey. Somehow, some way, they are cultivating a mindset and a temperament that is always leaning toward enjoyment and fulfillment. Amid our daily responsibilities and challenges, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, you know, we'll enjoy life when we reach a certain milestone or a certain achievement. I feel like that particular frame of reference is a bit flawed. We're going to unpack that. But because when we're waiting for that perfect moment, that means missing out on everything that has taken place from the time you started to the time you complete. And there was some really cool stuff that happened. So embracing the present and finding happiness in the now is one of the best things that we're going to be able to do to introduce fulfillment on a life level into our lives. And it's vitally important for us sustaining a healthy and productive mindset and well-being. Engaging in activities that make you happy. For me, it's listening to music. For some people, it's spending time outside in nature, which I also seem to have taken a propensity toward liking quite a bit myself. Or whether it's, you know, getting by yourself and just reading a good book or Kindle book. All of these things that make us happy, whether you knew it or not, are releasing dopamine. And this is that feel-good hormone. So if we want to feel good, one of the things that science says we can do is find those things that recharge us, find those things that make us feel good, energize us, and we'll get this dopamine rush. For me personally, what's even a tidbit cooler is these neurotransmitters not only boost our mood, but they also motivate us to repeat enjoyable activities. In the same way, you know, as you're doing something that makes you feel really good and you get this dopamine hit, there's a converse side to it. If you're doing things that don't make you feel good and you don't have a way to recharge your batteries and to get re-energized, then whatever that cycle looks like for you, it's going to be perpetuated. We need to figure that out so we can immediately replace it with this. The brain rewards having fun. I say again, the brain rewards having fun. Check this out. When you're enjoying life and you're in the present, you have some additional benefits that you didn't know about. Studies are conclusive and have shown over at least 6 decades that people who engage in enjoying things on a daily basis tend to have lower levels of stress. This has overarching effects in the realm of health, less hypertension, less heart disease, and all of those other things that tend to try to take a stronghold on our bodies as we age. By focusing on now and embracing each moment, we have this tremendous capability resident inside of us to foster a healthier mindset. The add-on is, just as I shared, a healthy body and a healthy disposition. The ask is that let's start enjoying life now. Let's start enjoying all of the things that we're looking past. Let us not only be fixated on this outcome that we desire. Let us have an intentionality about ourselves that as each day begins, we're going to look for those special moments throughout the day where we can really embrace the richness of the good that's going on and all of the things that are making us smile and all of the things that are giving us joy. And let us sort of store those up, then find things to do that make us that much more happier and recharge our batteries and make us feel good. Forever is composed of now, says Emily Dickerson. This quote is beautiful because it encapsulates the essence of embracing the present moment. When I started to really get into being present and checking in with me very regularly throughout the day, what I found was striking. It was as if I had all of these cool things going on before I started looking at them that I wasn't even aware of. By being present, you then have the capability innately to see what's going on in your life, to bend or tweak your focus that you're fixated on capitalizing on those things that are awesome and cool and make you feel good. So when something comes contrary, you've got such a storehouse of cool stuff that it just can't stick to you. And that's going to be one of your tips that you're going to walk away with, right? You're going to overpower those negative cycles that you sometimes find yourself in, or those moments that don't necessarily feel good, especially if they trigger some old memories or some old emotions. You're going to practice gratitude. And as I've shared, you want to begin your day by just taking an inventory of all of the things that are going on in your life that are good. I like to do it compartmental style, where I take a swash from work. I take a swash from my entrepreneurial endeavors. I take a swash from my immediate family. I take a swash from my extended family. I take a swash from me specifically in my self-development journey. Take another swash from the people I get to be blessed with. I take another swash from those lives that I have an opportunity to speak into. This is a small list, but as you get better at this and thinking through this on a regular basis, what you find is you have an overwhelming number of things that are going right, particularly when we aren't fixated on that which is not going right. Moreover, the things that are going good tend to severely outnumber those things that are not going so good. It's just that our composition from our ancestry puts us in this mindset where we always have to be in that hunter-gatherer state. And at the same time, while we're trying to find food for us and the family, we've got to be concerned about larger beasts that just so happen to prey on humans. This is hardwired into our composition, into our inner mind, our deep mind. And let me tell you something, that's never going anywhere. By you taking a calculated move like this and enabling yourself on a day-to-day basis, particularly at the start, to set the tone, to be really centered and grounded on gratitude, as crap comes up throughout the day, and it will, it's going to come up whether you want it to or not. It's going to come unannounced, and it's just going to show up in your sphere of influence without your approval. You then have a baseline from that morning, and we're going to talk about morning routine here in the next couple of episodes, but you've got this baseline that you've established through this gratitude practice. It's just an abundance of good things to look back at. As that one yuck thing comes in, it just simply won't have after you've practiced this for a while, caveat. to stick to you and hold to you and create a low level mode or mood for you because you're so deep into the things that are going right. You can also begin to find joy in small things, family. It's interesting because I've never really been like a hardcore coffee drinker, but now, you know, my partner is really into nicer coffee, I'm going to say. And when you enter into the nicer coffee space, generally speaking, some may deviate from this, but you don't do cream and sugar. You just really savor, you know, the richness of whatever blend it is you're enjoying. And we're fixated on that medium bold category of beans. And let me tell you something. When you just close your eyes and shut off some stimulus and get you a little sip of that coffee, it's the little things, right? It's like, man, this coffee is so fantastic. Or I'm out on my meditative walk sometimes and I come across a squirrel and he does something cool right in front of me. And I'm like, wow, you know, the little things. I get a call from my daughter. She's telling me something cool one of my grandkids have done. The little things. Whether it's listening to a song or something similar to what I've done or having the sun hit you in the face or just sticking your hand outside of the car, going 25 miles an hour and moving your hand up and down. Like, savor those moments. Those are precious moments. And let me tell you, when you start to lose sight of you being an adult and you get to step down a couple of notches and you're not as concerned about what people think anymore and you kind of get to be yourself and you start doing this, let me tell you, you're going to be one happy camper and it's going to be very easy for you to begin enjoying life now. Another thing you can do is connect with others. We have relational needs as humans. I tend to be one that doesn't necessarily find it easy connecting with people. I have learned as an executive how to deal with this, but it took me quite a while to really understand different personality types, different moods, and so forth and so on, and, you know, how to really engage in a way that was meaningful and didn't seem, you know, artificial. But even apart from all of that stuff, there are some people in your life that are important to you. Connect with them. It's hard for me to pick up the phone sometime. Don't be like me. Pick up the phone, call them, talk to them, fellowship with them. Deeper connections, especially those that have love tied to them, that makes us that much more loving and lovable. We need that. It's a higher need. Connect with people. Connect with your friends. Stay in close contact. One caveat, and that is, if you still have people in your circle that aren't doing life at a level that you are, if you can, let's try to limit your interactions there. It's okay for you to go around sometime. But if you are the most professionally developed individual in your circle, I want you to take opportunity to reassess that and see if maybe it's time for you to enter into a different circle. We talked about be present. Talked about being in the moment and doing those things that are necessary to keep your awareness levels heightened, that when your body is trying to tell you something, you're able to hear what it's saying, interpret what it's saying, check your temp, and make the appropriate adjustments. If we are going to start enjoying life now, we have to be in command of our emotions and our feelings. And the best way for us to do that is to be mindful. And if you don't meditate, you should certainly consider meditation as part of a healthy routine. And if you need a way to decrease some of those anxieties, those pressures associated with personal or professional venues, you can do the 5-5-5 breathing method where you breathe in through your mouth or you breathe in through your nose for 5 seconds. You hold for 5 seconds and you blow out through your mouth, putting your lips very close together so that there's a bit of resistance. Blow out for 5 seconds. Do that for 2 minutes. You will settle yourself down so that you can begin to think clearly and you can capture the moment where these cues are coming in and trying to help you do the right thing. You will then be able to embrace that instead of launching out in the deep, doing something, saying something, behaving in a way that you don't want to. That is what we call being present. Finally, you have to be on a daily basis intentional. What's that mean? Don't overwhelm yourself with stuff. Don't put undue hardship on yourself by not saying no. It's quite okay also for you to schedule time specifically for you. We don't want you oversubscribed. We want you to have a healthy balance between your work and your life. And as we shared in the intro, this is the time that you recharge your batteries. This is the time that you do those things that are enjoyable, that make you smile, that make you happy. We want to keep that engine going. We want to feed fuel to that like never before. And by doing so, we will immediately start enjoying life right now. Starting to enjoy life right now means actively participating in your life and your experiences with a new lens. You're going to be looking at it through the lens of gratitude. You're going to find joy in the small things. You're going to connect with others. Be present and be intentional. Don't load yourself up. Have a dedicated window specifically for you. You're going to do this every single day. I don't want you to be so focused on the destination or the outcome that you miss all of the beauty of the things that are taking place right now. Throughout the course of that journey, take some small steps, see what's present in your life from these things we've shared with you, add to them that you get a very well-rounded approach. And I would suggest that this is going to transform your outlooks, it's going to transform your life, your well-being, and you, family, are going to start enjoying life now. Thanks for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. And I want to remind you that you are enough, you can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.